From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There were 32,000 workers hired directly by farms in the southeast region during the week of October 8th through the 14th. MorningAgClips.com reports farm operators paid their hired workers an average gross wage rate of $15.90 per hour. The number of gross hours worked averaged 37.8 for hired workers during the referenced week, down 3.5 hours from the reference week in October of 2022. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says two of the three USMCA dispute panel members found that Canada's dairy import policies don't breach the commitments under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Tai says she's very disappointed, and while the U.S. won a previous USMCA dispute, Canada's revised policies still haven't fixed the problem for U.S. dairy farmers. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott says it's critical we enforce USMCA as Canada continues its protectionist practices. An Economic Research Service report shows the full impact of African swine fever in China, likely more than Chinese officials reported. The agency's report investigated how China's reduced pork supplies affected other pork exporting countries. The virus moved from Europe to China and spread rapidly, leading to a 30-month cycle of decline and recovery between 2018 and 2021. China lost an estimated 27.9 million metric tons of pork production during that time.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.